What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast with Alex Aronson and my co-host Corey Oskowitz.
What is going on? Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for coming back in. We got our producer Max Fine over here as well. Give a little hello.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
What's up, man?
Hello, man. How's it going, dude?
It's going good, dude. It's going.
Back on the couch. Team of three.
Yeah, team of three.
So much effort we are putting into this, folks.
Dude, it is... Again, I say this every single episode, and I was just telling them, if a fireman walked in here, he would have a fucking stroke.
I wish we had, like, a documentary crew just to, like, watch you set this shit up, because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sweating right
now.
Part
of me feels bad that I'm not doing more. It's one of those situations where, like, another person doesn't help. I would just make it more difficult.
I do not help.
Yeah. It's
too many cooks in the kitchen. This is a very tight kitchen.
It's a very tight kitchen. Yeah, it is. Really, but that's nice. Speaking of the kitchen, like... With my girlfriend, I was like, oh, yeah, you should. It's a small kitchen. You just clean up. I'll be over here. And she doesn't mind. She's like, honestly, she feels the same way.
I can only imagine you being in the way the entire time.
Yeah, well, I'm a bigger dude. I got broad shoulders. I'm usually like there with the fridge open. If the fridge is open, that takes up most of the space.
I mean, I would get pissed off.
Yeah, but she doesn't want my help.
Yeah, no, because you're probably no help at all. I cannot imagine you being any sort of help.
No, I can be helpful when I want to be.
Not with two of them. This is a tight kitchen. I've seen it. So
no, I wouldn't offer to help here. Because I'm not. There's nothing really in it for me.
Yeah, I would get so pissed off. Yeah. You'd probably like spill coffee beans. You'd be like, oh, just like fucking fart.
Yeah, I do that. Oh, we're full on farting now. Yeah, not her, but me.
She hasn't farted once.
No.
Okay. Do you think she ever did, or she ever has?
I still believe girls don't fart. Good. It's a dude thing.
They shouldn't, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for
that's evolution.
I don't think they shouldn't, but I don't think they should be ripping them as freely as like my dad rips them walking down the street. My dad will just rip farts walking down streets.
Yeah.
No concern for if anyone else is around or how loud it is. Doesn't even react, apologize, anything.
New York City streets or like
New York City streets, yeah. Long Island streets. My father has farted over most of this country.
Yeah.
My dad's farted. I mean, I guess you could say it for anybody. Any state you've ever been to, I've farted.
I want to see like a trail, like when you run. It's like the map or like the Verizon map where it says how much coverage they have. It's like your dad's.
More farts in more places. Dude, I mean, that map would be full of pink smoke if it was a T-Mobile map. It would be disgusting. I farted in Florida. I farted in California. I farted in Israel. I farted in Australia.
I mean, I'm sure anywhere you've been to, you know, probably farts came out.
Yeah. Max, I feel like you rip some ass.
I'm glad to be brought in there. thank you. I can't get over how you were like naming two states and then you were like, Israel. Like,
well, I was trying to demonstrate the reach of my farts.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. I mean, everywhere I think I can safely say everywhere I've been, I've left my mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say I've taken a shit everywhere I've gone.
I've never once taken a shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That would be Are we counting layovers? Probably most.
Layovers. I usually like to take a big old dump during a layover.
Layovers count. And if you're going out of your way to do it during a layover, like that's dedication and like that's marking your territory.
Yeah.
Layovers for sure count.
Layovers count. Yeah. What else are you going to do? You get drunk and you take a shit.
Yeah. I think if you have a layover, you should try your best, even if you don't have to take a shit.
It's a good use of your time. You don't want to have to do it on the plane. I've definitely taken a dump on a plane before.
Really?
Oh, does that count? What if I farted while I was in the sky?
That's international.
Do you know do you know where you were?
Where I was going when I took
a shit? Not where you were going.
No, when I'm on a plane, I don't fart and be like, Captain, where are we? Pilot, where exactly are we right now?
Yeah, I don't know. Like maybe you could have been in like Virginia.
Yeah, I've been farting in Virginia. Yeah. I've been to Virginia.
Yeah, how was that?
I actually went to a concert there. I got a big concert tonight that I'm excited about. Going to Rage Against the Machine at the Garden.
Really?
You're probably like, I mean, they started in 91.
I just don't see that out of you.
I'm not going to sit here and say I'm like a diehard Rage Against the Machine fan, but I know like six or seven other songs, and they only have a couple albums, so they'll play all those songs tonight.
Okay. Oh, so you know the classics.
I know the, bro, I got to show you a video. It is like, there's going to be mosh pits and shit down there, which is not what I'm going to be.
You are just not a mosh pit kid
no,
at all.
No. People gently tap my shoulder, my bad one, and I flip out.
Yeah, I can't. I don't really see many Jewish people in mosh pits. Like, I don't really see that happening. You especially.
Because like, Jews turn their anger inward, and I feel like mosh pits is taking your anger outward.
You would need to have a portable sleep apnea mask in a crowd that big.
Could you imagine if I wore it tonight?
You should. It would look pretty badass.
Dude, I'm getting served so much sleep apnea content on TikTok.
Are you?
Yeah. Just fat dudes in masks. That's with no shirts on. That's what I'm being. That's my algorithm right now. Yeah.
Shirtless. Are they hairy too?
There's stuff in there. It's supposed to be a funny take on like sleep apnea, I guess. It's just fat dudes with masks stuffing their face with food.
So it only covers your nose?
Mine covers my whole nose,
whole ugly ass
mouth,
face,
my whole fucking face.
Yeah,
and I wake up every morning and I rip that sucker off, and there's drool in it, and it's disgusting.
Ew,
it's fucking gross. But I am step aside from that for a second. It's a little intimate. I don't need everyone here to know how I wake up in the morning. I rip a fart and I pull off my sleep apnea mask.
That's but good. They do you like? Do you like? You know, what's it called? Dutch? Is it Dutch oven?
Dutch yourself? Oven. Accidentally, I will, yeah.
Just fart into
because whenever
mask,
you don't
want to
wake up in the morning,
on.
You just pull the covers back over your head. You're like, I don't want to face the world today. And then you're like, shit, I just farted.
Yeah.
You Dutch oven yourself. But back to the concert. The last concert I went to was maybe one of the worst concerts. It was a Bare Naked Ladies concert.
Interesting.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. You know those guys?
Yeah.
You know those Max?
What is a concert at that type of band, like, I don't.
So I mean, like rap and they were big in like the early 2000s. So imagine if you were in college and it's been 1 week since you looked at me. It was the song that everyone was ripping at their frat party.
Yeah,
like that was the audience. They were all in their 40s, just like the worst people. Like if you, I thought I was going with the intention that it'll be fun and funny at the same time.
Okay.
But it was more not really funny at all. A lot of really bad music. Like, they're playing new shit
and
like, deep cuts and shit, and it was terrible. Like, here's the demographic of the concert. I got recognized for prospects at this concert by
really?
Some, like, 50-year-old woman. Yeah, that's the demographic.
What'd she say to you?
She was like, oh, my God, are you the guy from prospects?
Yeah.
I'm like, in front of two comics that I was there
that's
with, by the way.
Sick. Who was it?
Drew and Brent Birnbaum. So it was a fun crew. It was.
Wait, when was this?
This was like weeks ago. I told you about it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought this was years ago.
No, this was unfortunately weeks ago. So yeah, that's the demographic we're working with. And then later on in the concert, someone called me a fat ass.
Called me a fat ass later on in the concert.
Really? What? Yeah. So
you're the fat fuck from Prospect.
Yeah.
Actually, I lost
no,
weight.
No. So I was on. It's nice to be recognized, but also she was like, you look so much better in person because I've lost a bunch of weight since then. I was like, thank you. I was like feeling great. And then we're sitting down waiting for the concert to start. It's packed. All the Bare Naked Lady fans are out there just dying to hear it's Bare and Wanna Wait to look at me. And we're sitting there and there's like kind of like, you know how the wires will be covered by like some plastic?
Yeah.
That's a good place to sit because like no one steps on that.
Yeah.
But I was kind of blocking the way to the bathroom. But so was this other guy that's like 45. No, he was like 55-year-old dude. Biggest night of his life, Bare Naked Ladies concert. He couldn't wait for tonight. So there's people walking by, and he keeps having to move, and I keep having to move too. And someone is trying to get back, and she's like, can you please move? And he was like, why doesn't this guy move his fat ass? To me, sitting down. I had no idea this guy was behind me. I had no fucking clue. I turn around, and I'm like, are you fucking talking to me? And I'm like, I didn't even stand up. That's how fat ass I was feeling in the moment. I didn't even stand up. I'm just looking at this guy. I was literally like, was this the biggest fucking night of your life right now? And then his wife is there. I'm like, you're embarrassing your wife. Like, shut your fucking mouth, you geriatric fuck. I was like, what are you, an orthodontist? And he's like, I'll kick your ass. Like, what are you, an orthodontist? Like, shut the fuck up. And then he just like walks away. And that ruined my night.
Yeah.
I wanted to murder this guy.
So what'd you actually say to him?
That's literally what I said.
Really?
I swear to God. That's like word for word.
Good shit.
Yeah, Drew and Brent will back me up. They're like, yo, you shut that guy the fuck down.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
I embarrassed him.
I thought this was like in the show. Yo, this is what I fucking should have said to him.
So yeah, no. I was pretty happy with what I said back to them. Being a comic, you feel an extra like level. Not that this guy knew I was a comic, but I felt an extra level of responsibility to like get him.
Yeah. You know, 100%.
Have you ever been publicly insulted like that?
That was like such a out-of-pocket thing that he did.
It was out of control. I'm like, why don't you fucking move? I mean, it was insane.
What, was he fat?
He was not like for a fit. He was 55-year-old dude, dad fat.
Yeah, like, why doesn't this fat fuck move?
Yeah.
So what?
Part of me wanted to be like, dude, I lost 40 pounds.
Yeah.
You should have seen me 3 years ago. But part of me also wishes I strangled and murdered him in front of his wife.
Yeah, no, 100%. Well,
is that too much anger? Have you ever been publicly insulted like that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've
been all the time. I work at Trader Joe's. Of course
I've been
public
insulted in public.
Yeah.
In by a random person or your boy?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, that's different. That's,
my favorite is I used to be an ROTC, and the gunnery sergeant, he insulted me a lot, wherever I was.
You have such a military vibe to you.
Dude, I do come off pretty serious.
Yeah. Well, then you don't. It's not the seriousness. It's everything you just said. Yeah, I was an ROTC.
I was. He called me glasses.
Called you glasses. Original.
Which, yeah, but he wore glasses too, which I always thought was really funny. But he called me glasses.
You were his little apprentice.
Yeah. When you said getting insulted in public, I was not his apprentice. He was a lot better at everything than me. I mean, he's a real hero to this nation.
Well, you could like clean his gun faster than you could?
I couldn't do anything. He's just a better. He was. Look, there's a reason I'm here and he's there. You
right,
know?
Right.
Because he's not funny.
He's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
He's actually really good at everything.
So yeah, he told me, we were in formation. He told me I look dumber than a wet coat of paint.
Dumber than a wet coat of paint. I think he's mixing up sayings there.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be you're more boring than watching paint dry.
I think this is next level saying that like we're not really into yet.
I think he was really trying to fuck your head.
That's probably a valid. That's probably a valid phrase.
It was great. One time he called us all. Mentally challenged, like he used the word in front of all of us, and then like he went to go talk to someone and came back to us like 2 minutes later. He was like, my apologies, you're acting mentally challenged. Then he said mentally challenged.
Oh god, that's
and
hilarious.
It took all of my being not to like go on the floor laughing.
Even our ROTC officers are having to censor themselves these days. What does this country come to?
Agreed.
Insane, man.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still have these moments in life. I had one in high school I've talked about where I got like bullied that I'll look back on this moment okay because of how I talked, but I still wish I resorted to physical violence.
Yeah. How did his wife react?
She was like, okay, enough. Let's go. I was like, yeah, you're embarrassing your wife. It's
yeah,
just, come 100%. On. You're ruining date night.
Definitely. I agree.
I honestly, I was so sad that I was around that group of people.
Yeah, I mean, one, terrible concert. Two, guy yelling at you and calling you fat in front of his hot wife. And was she hot?
He was 55-year-old fat and she was 55-year-old mom hot. So, like, not really, but picture your friend's hottest mom.
Okay.
I can't get over it. You said hot wife and then went, was she hot?
Right, was she hot?
Like, no.
Okay, good. Fuck him.
I would have punched her too.
Yeah, no, I would have been there.
Whoa.
You should have called me up. Be like, yeah, I'm getting my boy.
Dude, I've been very insecure about my body for my entire life. If I ever did a roast battle with a comedian that they just started ripping on me for being fat, that's the only thing that would really hurt. It's the only thing that would really hurt.
I mean, now it's obviously what would happen.
Yeah,
if you
of
were
course.
In a roast battle. Like,
of course.
Weight would 100% come up.
Oh, absolutely. I've put on weight, dude. It sucks. I've been trying to rationalize.
I've been looking at time hops of us when we first started.
Yeah,
of us are fucking thin and hot.
How does that make sense during the peak of the pandemic that we were thin? Well, it makes sense
because
me.
You were
actively trying.
I was like, the thing is, I was working out in my backyard, so I was a little bit thinner and I was tanner.
Yeah.
Which is sick. Now, I haven't seen sun this
I've
entire
barely,
summer.
It's been so fucking brutal that I don't even want to be in the sun.
This entire summer, I didn't see sun.
I've been trying to rationalize like why I've put on weight. And I was reading that like, in summertime, it's because like it gets so hot and you're so sweaty that your body retains water more. So like that's why you feel bloated and fat.
Aren't you supposed to be thin when you sweat?
That's what I thought, too. That's not what I read, though. I did my research. You should read.
First, you read books.
I do.
Then you're reading things that say sweating makes you fatter.
I've been reading a lot.
What are you reading?
Yeah, well, Max is just getting poo-pooed it. Books are for fucking tools.
I thought I came on a cool podcast.
Yeah, dude, thank you.
God, this country is so fucked.
It's like, I read books.
This country is so fucked.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I think
you're being inefficient with your time while we are...
Bro, don't talk about inefficiency with time when we already figured out that you spend most of your day on TikTok.
Yeah, reading the subtitles.
Of other comedians' work?
No, of other people who are funny work that aren't comedians. I don't support anyone except myself.
Yeah, well, you're looking out for numero uno.
Yeah, always.
That's important. You don't read ever?
I just never got to, didn't learn.
I'm not.
All right, no. Look, I'm not saying obviously. You know, I read. Right.
I dabble. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, that was such a lie. I dabble.
Like, I don't read books.
not definitely not all of them.
Like, I'm reading the nutrition facts on the onion dip you brought.
Of course. Yeah, in case people don't think I contribute enough. Yeah. I brought dip.
Dude, that was huge. A little 20% discount. Yeah. Boy, discount.
Yeah, it's pretty.
How was TJ's today? What was going on in D.C.?
It was pretty dynamic, dude. I mean, it was, first of all, people saw that clip and brought it up to me in the Capitol.
Yeah, yeah. We got a semi-famous TikTok star over here, although Corey got all the fame.
Corey, as well deserved. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I hyped him up, too.
Yeah, 100%. You had a line in there. You were in the video.
No. I'm saying, like, in the comments. I was like, Max Fine, everybody follow him.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Even though he didn't have a TikTok account at the time.
It was, I got TikTok. Now I have it. Now I'm really active on there. I'm a big deal.
Just a couple, couple more days. If you work hard enough, you can get up to my TikTok screen time.
I'm going to try. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought about that. I don't, like.
You could do it.
I could.
Look, I know it's tough, and like only a few, proud chosen people can, get those numbers, but I think you have a lot of potential.
Thank you.
And I think you could be on TikTok maybe, I don't think you could get up to 7 hours a day, but like I think you could get like 5 hours a day at least.
I've never liked sleeping that much. So, I mean, I know it's been, I mean, that's a lot. Like,
it's a lot of fucking time.
It's a lot of, what's your favorite, like, what are you excited to see it by hour four?
Oh, so
what have you not seen in the first 3 hours?
Almost the entire time, I'm not smiling. I'm just like,
oh, that's grim, dude.
LOL. Yeah,
you're never enjoying it.
You're enjoying it. You're like, this is funny. And then you go to the next one. That was pretty good. This one sucks. It's for like 6 hours straight.
What is your algorithm besides like Andrew Tate?
He's kind of fallen off now. He had his, 15seconds of fame.
Is that all it was? That's all you can ever hope for.
Yeah.
On these fucking things.
But I'm riding that wave.
Max is clearly still riding the wave with that.
I have a theory now. So now there's beef. I think Andrew Tate was calling out Jake Paul. And so Andrew Tate.
Two fucking American heroes.
Well, Andrew Tate is an actual kickboxer. Like, that's how he got.
A kickboxer.
Yeah, he's a professional kickboxer.
Tight.
And that's how like he originally started, and then he created this thing called Hustlers University, which like pretty much seems like a multi-marketing scheme. And what I'm talking about, the MLMs.
No, I know, but
marketing scheme or whatever.
No, I don't.
It's like pretty much like a pyramid scheme, whatever.
They promise you money to just like basically, hey, buy 100 of these pillows and sell 100 of them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Get some of your friends to sign up to sell these pillows.
I don't know the exact scheme that it is, but whatever. So, like, what happened was is he has all these, people who sign up for his Hustlers University program, and each of those people create their own Andrew Tate TikTok account. So there's so many different TikTok accounts for Andrew Tate content.
Oh, so everybody just knows who he is.
Yeah, all over the internet for so long, and he was just like this absurd human being. Like, Segura had him on his podcast. Like, he's just like this insane next level, like misogynistic guy. But it goes to like such a level that it's actually funny, because like you have to realize like the stuff that he's saying is so outlandish.
Honestly, I watched some. It wouldn't be funny if not for his accent.
The accent,
If he couldn't get away with saying the words that he says because of he's what, British, Australian, what is he?
Nobody like knows. I mean,
I guarantee people know.
So he,
Mrs.
he lives in
he's probably from California. He's probably from wherever Max is from.
Oh yeah, dude, Hidden Valley.
No, he's kind of British, but like I think he also lives in Albania. I don't know where he lives now, but don't know. It's crazy.
But yeah.
He knows he's being ridiculous, too. It's definitely a character. I mean, it's like he makes it to the next level.
I think Max is embracing a character with this hat.
Yeah. Right
now. I like tell us about this beanie. I know it's not hot out, but...
I gladly. It's...
I'm trying to figure out what's on it.
It's an elephant living. It's an elephant living. And it's my tick. It's I've done well, beanie. It's a reward. Yeah. This has never happened to me in my life, but I walked into a store and I was like, "Oh, I need to get that beanie." Like I didn't go shopping for a beanie.
That's fucking good. How much was it?
I think it came out to probably about $35.
Really? Nice. I love that.
Yeah, which is look.
I wish it was more. I wish I wish you said you dropped $70 on that. Wouldn't that really be funny?
Something.
You should have lied.
I mean, I would have. If I'm being, I was like, well, that's just like.
The fact that that was $35 is actually pretty hilarious.
I thought you'd be like, it was like $9.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say $12. I'm pissed.
The camera doesn't show the comfort, dude. It is, it's tight, but it doesn't pull. And if that makes sense, if for all those beanie wears, because I'm not a big beanie guy, but I was like, this checks all the boxes.
What were the boxes?
Looking
like someone colored it in with a crayon?
Absolutely,
was that box number one?
Yeah, I've always been about that. I've always... I like art, but borders, you know?
Lines. You like drawing in lines.
Yeah. Like, people don't shoot on... Think inside the box. It could be a hell of a box.
What brand is it?
I've absolutely no
idea. There's no brand. No one wants their brand associated with it.
No, you could see in the back. It's Versace.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Versace?
It easily could have been Versace. And I would be like, yeah, it still looks stupid.
It's Versace.
No, it looks great. Dude.
Stupid. I took my glasses off of this because you can't have glasses in me.
So can you see right now?
I mean, enough. Okay. You know, it's not great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, we talked about how reading wasn't a big deal in our life. And
I was just going to say, you have glasses and you don't read.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Don't be don't fall into the stereotype.
Don't be
dumb idiot with glasses.
Yeah, I could
be stupid and blind.
What other adjectives would you like to use?
Ignorant.
Yeah. Right. No, you're
race.
You're on my side right now.
Yeah. Useless.
Whoa, now you're hitting me where it hurts.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that my whole life, man.
Yeah. You said it hurts when people call you fuck. I know how much I don't contribute. And that's my roast. Oh, God.
But I also don't contribute. So that's what I got that in common, too.
No, you do. I know. Oh, wait. I want to. Oh, yeah. My. I think my camera's about to fucking blow up again. But I do have this theory with Andrew Tate. I think. So now what's happening is he called out Jake Paul to fight him or whatever. And it's weird because Andrew Tate became such a polarized person on the internet that I'm starting to think that Andrew Tate's persona was created by the Paul brothers so that the Paul brothers could become the good guys when they beef with Andrew Tate, who is now a villain.
Yeah, this is why you should read.
Why? What do you get from reading?
What do you get from going into these theories about Jake Paul becoming the good guy?
It's because acting like we're not in entertainment, you know?
Absolutely.
He's like reading about fucking not... He reads fiction books too, which is even worse. Like if it was nonfiction, he was actually learning stuff.
I'm reading nonfiction right now.
What are you reading?
I'm reading The People's History of the United States of America. Last point I'll make about reading, because me and Yasko have had this discussion many times.
Mm-hmm.
I just... From my perspective, isn't it nice to be able to talk about things with people that are outside the realm of, I don't know, banging chicks or Jake Paul or sports?
You haven't talked to me about anything that you're reading.
Because you don't read or care.
So you just have to hope that someone else is reading the same exact book as you?
No, but in the same vein, like I read a book about Bill Hicks, a comedian. So okay. I can talk Bill Hicks with people now.
What makes you think that I don't care? Just because I don't care about books doesn't mean I don't care about information.
Okay, but how do you get the information?
The internet and videos.
Also, I don't want to be the one explaining. I want to have a back and forth, a give and take.
I mean, I could ask questions.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I want to learn from the other person. Aren't you guys curious?
No, I'm not really.
No, not at all.
All right.
I mean, I am.
Yeah.
But like, I think you're going to extreme lengths to find out this information.
I mean, it's just crazy because like anybody will say with a level head that like you should read.
Yeah.
You're just making me seem like an old fucking man right
now. You should do a lot of things.
Okay. So I'm not in the wrong for doing one of those things you should do.
Because, look, like, we're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
we're fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Like,
oh, I'm not saying you're not fine.
Like, he's max fine.
I know.
Indeed.
And he got there without ever reading.
Look, first of all, I don't want that's the notion to be putting out there. I am literate.
That beanie screams literate.
Look, first of all, wow. Sometimes the book doesn't match the cover. You know? So can we just cool it? And I've tried it. I've tried a lot of things. I've tried a lot of things that I don't care for. I wore white pants once. I was like, that's
enough.
Didn't
care for it?
No. First of all, I'm a spiller. So
right.
Dumb.
Welcome to the
yeah,
pod.
Obviously, it's too high stakes. Second, I don't look good. And yeah. So I've read. I read Tom Sawyer. I liked it. I got about 10 pages through Huck Finn. Like, you know.
That's where you get the accent from.
Exactly. You just got to. It's fine, but I got plenty far on just knowing Tom, you know.
Yeah. No, listen, it's not that anyone who doesn't read is enough. It's read. About I read to get better, to know more stuff.
Yeah, no, I feel them. What, you know? I mean, I read. I read a lot. And I just don't read books. I read my own tweets.
You don't read.
Yeah.
That's not what I mean. I'm glad to hear that you have at least the aptitude to read tweets.
Yeah, I am capable of reading tweets. It's fucking kid, man.
I can't believe him.
He's being like such a snob right now.
I don't even want it to come off.
He's like, if you're not reading books, you're not reading at all. I'm like,
it's not the common. It's not the general. I'm not.
I watch The Boys with subtitles on.
Yeah, I know.
If it makes it better for you, I watch Game of Thrones with subtitles on, and that's some nerdy ass shit that you're reading. You know,
some nerdy
Shakespeare, like thy old. You know.
Yeah, yeah. You read subtitles. You're right. I'm wrong.
Yeah, just because it's on a boring piece of paper with no action behind it, just words.
Right.
You know?
We might be coming too anti-book now.
Yeah, I mean, my arguments are done. You're right. You read subtitles. I got nothing else. I'm not going to defend the thing that's like the first thing you learn how to do.
Burn all books. It's bad for the environment.
Right. You really put us in a corner here.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. He just hates trees, apparently. You have a Kindle?
No, I don't use a Kindle. I like a nice paperback.
The Kindle has been something that has eluded me.
I don't like the Kindle.
You made reading nerdier.
Well, if books have eluded you, I think the Kindle's eluded you as well.
That does track, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think... I think if they put games in the Kindle, then I'd be more inclined to get it one.
This Perfect. Is an iPad, dude.
Yeah,
it's a fucking iPad.
Exactly. That's why.
And
iPads
actually, you
sick.
Can get games on Kindle. When I had a Kindle, I was playing some NBA game on it.
Oh, you could have a Kindle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. You could download apps.
I was playing like 2K on. My
You're about
Kindle.
To totally
gonna,
go get a Kindle.
Bro, I'm getting a Kindle and I'm downloading TikTok.
It's actually pretty tight because it.
I'm just gonna have another screen. Yeah, I have a Kindle.
I use my Kindle every day.
And I'm just swiping through TikTok.
You hear that, Yas? Because you're on our podcast now.
Yeah, I think I'm too old to be on this podcast.
Wow.
We're trying to teach you about the young generation.
The youth.
The youth.
The youth.
Yeah. I am in touch.
We're in competent hands, people. Yeah. One more argument for reading.
We're pro movies, though.
I'm not anti-movie. We're going to get into movies. One more argument. It's kind of... You know what? This is not going to work.
No, let's hear it, you fucking grandpa.
It's kind of meditative in a way. Isn't your mind constantly racing?
All the time. It doesn't stop.
Isn't it nice? What things do you do that stop your mind from racing? What do you
watch
currently
TV.
Do? No, but then you're just looking on your phone and your mind is still racing anyway.
Get on
I
this
mean,
podcast.
To be fair, I do look this at my phone.
Good. Comedy. That's another time when my mind is not racing. When I'm on stage, I think that's part of the reason why we like doing it.
Right.
Is because our minds finally settle the fuck down and we know exactly what we're saying. Mm-hmm. That's like reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's meditative.
Yeah.
Maybe it would help mental health wise.
It could probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I could use help.
Yeah. I could use help too.
You're like, yeah, it might be good for your mental health, but it's still freaking gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, definitely gay.
I mean,
come on.
Max is 23.
It's a fact.
Yeah. You guys really turned this into something I didn't think it'd be.
I told you.
Welcome to the fucking show, dude.
It's an honor and a privilege.
I'm 31 years old, dude. I'd say gay.
That's older than I anticipated.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
What did you? How old did you think he was?
I was going to put Riley down like a 27 spot.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
How old are you? What are you up to?
Well, how old do you think I am?
I was going to say about 27. I thought you two were both there.
I'm actually 31 as well.
That feels facetious.
You do read. Holy shit.
He said facetious last time, too.
Facetious.
No, he just overuses that one big word.
Yeah, it's just one
he
word.
Did, because I was listening. I was like, he used the word facetious in his last
episode.
Dude, I
do that with words. I use the word jarring all the time. Yeah, he's 27 years old. I guess I'm glad to hear that I just become more immature when I'm around Yasuko.
All right, here's what we're going to do now. Every episode, I'm just going to say a big word. I'm just going to mix it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that's my big word of the
episode.
That
was your big word of the day.
Indubitably.
Indubitably. Isn't that just pronouncing another word that's not that big?
Unundoubtedly.
Unundoubtedly?
No, I think it's the right word.
Undoubtedly.
No, indubitably.
Because indubs, like, without dub, like with.
Did you get that from the, dude, the funniest show, the Andy Samberg tennis special?
Oh.
Bro, I
never saw it.
Oh my god! Seven days of hell. Yeah. So funny. Dude.
I was too busy reading Infinite Jest.
that's fucking whack. God.
Can I? Jeez.
Infinite Jesus.
You know what? Wait a minute.
Infinity Christ.
Oh god.
I read, I read all of the Maze Runner in a day, like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. Like that, I would just argue, just watch the movie.
You know what? You know what's interesting?
Like if it was a movie adapted from a book, I would just say, just watch the movie.
But I watched about 20 minutes of the movie and went, nah, after reading the book.
Really? I don't care. How is that possible?
It's crazy.
Dude, I saw a video once. This guy, I don't know if it was like it could have been Vine or whatever. He was just like, he's allegedly reading a scary book. He's like, I don't understand scary books. Like, he's just reading it, and he's like, ah! you don't get scared. It's a fucking book in your hand. You're like, ah!
Yeah. I've read, like, creepy books. Not, like, necessarily scary. Yeah, like, a Stephen King book. Like, they're a little creepy.
I mean, that's why you need the movies behind. Like, you need the sound. You need the visual.
Of course.
I love movies, you know?
Well, we do love I don't watch a lot of movies, honestly. Like, I'm not well caught up in many things. But, I mean, this is what we do. We catch up late. When things are hot, we're kind of on the sidelines letting you all talk about it. We're reading the headlines. So today, we wanted to cover the movie Titanic.
Yeah.
Which somehow the both of you have not seen. I am a huge Titanic fan.
This is your first time seeing it as well?
Watched for the first time, yes.
I admit it, I'm upset to admit it, that I haven't watched it until yesterday.
Yeah, but you both watched it.
Yep, I watched it yesterday.
So when did this movie come out, Max?
It came out in 98.
Okay, so I was 7 years old. I saw it in theaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
Like, that's what an event it was. It was Aronson movie night, Aronson family movie night for Titanic.
And then you guys went. Interesting. Then we went. Oh. Okay, yeah. I mean, look, I always knew about it. I kind of know. Like, you know, it's one of those movies that are so famous that you know what happens before you watch it. You're just like, yeah, I want to watch it. I'll preface it with this. It was dope.
Yeah.
It was a dope movie. I didn't think it would be that good of a movie. I think it would just be, like, you know, one of those, like, famous romantic movies.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie. So long. Incredibly long. It was 3 hours long.
Well, is that the runtime? Like 3 hours?
It was three. I think it could have been more. And once the old fucking lady, I'll get that. I guess.
Yeah, I was like, I think your boy will get that.
Right.
It's definitely a long movie, but that's par for the course for any fucking movie now.
I didn't realize it was that long. And then once, you know, the old lady started telling the story, I was just, there were people standing in the back. I'm like, buddy, you better fucking take a seat, because it's going to be a 3 hour story that honestly has nothing to do with anything. Yeah. They're looking for the diamond, then she's going through her love interest.
Can I add, dude, come in.
Jump on.
I was
in,
just
man.
Like, why are you saying all this?
Oh, I was infuriated, dude. I was like, wait, this movie's about a necklace?
Yeah.
it, 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 Oh, it bothered me too much. It needed none of that. Yeah, I mean, that was, oh, what? No. And just for her to go flick it off at the end. Just, well,
she was ridding herself of all the pain of that necklace.
Yeah,
know?
No, I get it. But
it's a very funny
idea.
How
long did it take you to be like, okay, I get it, but like, why?
What do you mean by
I'm like 2 hours into the movie. I'm like, okay, I understand, you know, this is the story. It's a story about, like, you know, it's a love story. But I'm just like, the beginning of the movie, it was just like, they're looking for treasure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, wait, this is just like, okay, she could just say, like, where the fuck is the diamond?
You could have cut, or you could have.
No, that should literally be, the old dude is like, do you know where the diamond is? And she just, that never once happened.
She's like, well, I made a movie about it.
Also, by the way, fuck.
So yeah, I get that the old lady. It is funny that it's just an old lady. Like, yeah. Yo, get to the point of the story.
Also, by the way, you know, the two different roses. I think the rose on the Titanic is so much hotter than the rose telling the story.
Yeah, she didn't age very well.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's like 98.
Yeah, yeah, but like the younger, like the one on the boat is just like a lot better looking.
Yeah, but I feel like it'd be weird if you said I could go either way.
Yeah,
like she's 90. I mean, I don't know what.
Yeah, so I'm right, you know.
Yeah, but this is like by default.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Nah. What? Wouldn't it have been weirder if you're like, good casting?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yo, they nailed her. That's exactly what I pictured her to be like in 98.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? Like, you know, everyone's into this like polar plunge thing now where everyone's taking like cold showers or taking really cold baths and it's supposed to be really good for you. Apparently it is, because that bitch lived till she was 98 and she spent like multiple hours in sub-zero temperatures.
Also smoked cigarettes. So yeah. That's a bogey commercial.
Yeah, that was. I mean, I loved it with the thing. You know your mother doesn't like that. Oh, she knows.
Yeah.
And he puts out the cigarette. There's so, like, I know I could quote that fucking movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I was trying to think of, you know, what else I had about that movie. I mean, like what we were kind of talking, I just don't think the whole fucking, just tell the love story. Like there's no need to make it not a love story. I mean, I'm saying like the whole,
it was extraneous. They didn't need all that setup. I think they were trying to bring it to present day.
Way to throw in extraneous, dude.
No, what pissed me off is that I thought they were going to find it, like, you know, like it's actually in the jacket in here. So they would look for the jacket and find the jacket in the sea and some shit.
Right.
But she had it the entire time. Yeah. So, like,
and she didn't sell it.
Yeah, she just fucking threw it away.
I was sold that shit.
Threw it away.
Right. Well, here's what I think it has probably, it's probably the greatest love story movie I've ever seen. And probably the worst jewelry heist movie I've ever seen. And the fact that they just chose to put both of those together takes it down a notch. I think it could have been really, like, it's obviously a great movie. It could have been one of the, if they, for some reason, they weren't like, it's like Nicolas Cage, like, we're trying to find this diamond.
It's because they tried making, he tried making James Cameron a love story into like this a little kind of badass thing. But like, I mean, it was cool, the sick ship, the sink ship, the fucking sink shipping. The ship sinking. I can't say
The ship sank.
The sinking ship.
The sinking ship.
The sinking sip.
That's what I was saying before.
No, you didn't say it again. Yeah. Say it. You said the sinking swip.
I just want to make, you know, that was shinking, a boat, not a sink, right?
The sinking sip.
That was like the biggest cruise liner.
Yeah.
But what about like the acting? And the, I mean, like,
yeah,
Leo's
incredible.
Fucking incredible.
Yeah. Leo's great,
Leo,
obviously.
Did you know that Young Rose and Old Rose both got nominated for Oscars?
Really? Old Rose got nominated?
It's the first time in history that
an old woman got.
Okay.
Yeah.
For someone who likes to read a lot, they don't want to learn, you know?
So, quick question. What were they both supporting? Like,
no,
know, were they
Rose,
the main character?
Young Rose was leading actress and then supporting actress for Old Rose.
Okay.
There were so many good supporting actors.
Did they win? Who won?
Neither of them won.
Neither of them.
None of. Not. This is. It tied the record for the most nominations of all time at 14, tied the record for winning at 11, and not a single one of them was for acting.
Yeah.
So they won for like all the special effects. And did they win Best Picture?
Yeah.
They did.
And Director.
I mean, I remember seeing it in theaters, like I said, And I was 7 years old at the time. And when he's drawing Rose naked, my parents told me to cover my eyes.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I've been watching G-String Divas for like 5 years.
I want to know your thoughts, because I was just like, yo, when we were watching, I was like, yo, do we get to see your titties? And then I was like, fuck, it's PG-13. They don't show it. But then they showed it right after.
Yeah, it is PG-13.
Yeah.
It's PG-15.
Is it?
I don't recall. I thought it was.
You didn't check before you. You didn't check if it was appropriate for you.
Look it up right now.
Give it a Google. All right,
dude. Because that's what I was like. I was like, ah, they're not going to show it. It's PG-13, and then you see her titty right after.
They showed Bush, didn't they?
I didn't see Bush. Did you see Bush?
You got, look. I'll do better next time as the researcher, because I definitely looked up the wrong things. I wrote tyrannic. That's my fault. Titanic rating. 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's it. I'm surprised by that.
I thought it'd be a little bit higher, but
it is actually. We could talk about that for a second. PG-13.
That's crazy.
Show titties. PG-13.
What has happened?
Yeah.
To this
what
country?
Does this country come to?
What the? That's such an interesting thing that
now
strange,
like now 13 year olds can't look at some titties.
Yeah.
Did you know
that? What the fuck is good with that?
I don't know what's up with that. But, I mean, I guess I get it. I don't know. Look, I don't want to be the guy. First of all, Shane Gillis has the best bit about this in the world, about age of consent. I don't know what age. It's like, yeah, show him titties. I can't. I don't know if it's 14.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's 12. Like, who am I?
If you know if you know the age of consent by state, like that's definitely sketchy. Isn't that the joke?
Wait, does it change by states?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We didn't decide on one yet?
Not each state. It's a state's rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a unique thing we do as a country.
It doesn't make sense that there's a federal drinking age, but there's not a federal age of consent.
Yeah, you'd think you'd want a unified front on that one.
Yeah, you would think so.
That's... How low does it go?
Like 16.
That's a bad question.
Maybe even lower. and you know,
which state? Yeah.
Well, you're 23. I think it's okay.
They have a low income tax there, so... Maybe it's worth moving there.
Also, the age that you can get married is different, I think, in each state. Like, you can get married as young as, like, 14 or something like that in some states.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I haven't gotten to that chapter of my book yet, but yeah, I think it's something around that.
Sure. That's an interesting book.
Yeah. I was just going to say, this is what he's reading. He's reading. He's like, fuck, wait.
I'm reading the Jared from Subway biopic. That's what I'm reading right now.
Yeah.
Not biography.
Yeah, dude. I got to start getting into that... those books where it tells you how low you can marry.
Yeah. Oh, dude, going back to Titanic, my favorite character is the Italian guy.
Fabrizio?
Fabrizio.
Yeah, you barely see him. Yeah. Like, he's in
the movie. When he gets killed, that stuck with me.
Oh, he gets squashed. Yeah, all tube.
Jack, where have you been? Jack, I want to kiss you.
I guess let's talk about... Well, is that what you were going to say with the titties in the PG-13?
I'm glad we brought it back to that. No, I was going to say, did you know that James Cameron drew that picture?
Yeah. Oh, I did not know that. Yeah.
Not a good. It sold at auction for over $16,000.
Really?
That's it?
I thought it'd be more.
Yeah, that'd be way more than that.
Really? Yeah. You guys are doing well. I don't
know. No, it's not that I'm doing. I would
do a lot of things for $16,000, but like, I don't know if I thought one of the biggest movies ever.
Like, that'd be something that'd be really cool to own.
I thought it'd be at least $1 million.
I bet you Kate Winslet's not happy that that's just like circling around.
A drawing of her
naked. I guess it's in film forever.
It's not even you know what I mean.
Yeah, but like, it's just in someone's house.
Yeah, but it's like not even her, dude. It's a fucking drawing.
Yeah, but they know who it is.
Sure. I mean, if you could just watch the film, which is in everyone's house.
It's not like an identical fuck. I mean, it was a good drawing. I'll give him that. You know? But like, I'm not like.
It's a good drawing.
Yeah.
But
you think Kate Winslet, right?
Sorry, I'm just being a little more sensitive to
her.
Yeah, you're really grounding this podcast.
After all that child sex talk, I thought I'd rather.
Yeah, did you know in Nebraska you could actually,
fuck 14. A pig.
Yeah, 14.
I was going to ask this. Did you guys watch with subtitles?
Yes.
I did too. I hated that I did that.
Why? You were reading, dude. Reading movies.
That's... Yeah, but...
I'm a big subtitle. You're not a big subtitles guy?
I've become it, and I don't enjoy it.
Why? Like the other, I feel like you need it.
I feel like I need. I think my hearing's bad.
I know my hearing's bad.
Yeah,
100%. I haven't heard half of what has gone.
It's just like there are also things where like they're not speaking so clearly.
No,
in the movie.
And yeah, like, even if you see it in theater, sometimes I'm like, I can't hear a goddamn word they're saying right now.
Even with headphones in, dude, you're like,
I can hear crisply right now though.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I know I'm the new guy here, but you're all headphones, man. And that's...
Yeah, I don't... We should get more headphones.
How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel?
I do wish I kind of had... My ears would probably get sweaty. I had headphones because I think it just looks legit, you know?
I'm just making sure we sound good, you know?
He's not doing anything. He's just wearing headphones.
He's just wearing headphones.
He's just,
it just sounds sick.
He's just giving himself a bit more swag than me. Because he needs it. I don't need the additional...
I'll get you a matching beanie.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't need the additional swag.
Dude, Max has got all the swag.
I guess let's bring it back to the end. Because the entire movie, I was waiting for her to fuck him over at the end. Because that's what I thought. I thought the ending was like, she just lets go.
I love how that's where your mind goes. The guy gets fucked in the end.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought it was.
You thought she was going to go like hook up with this boy?
No, I thought the whole thing was like, she's holding on to him, let's go. And then like, she could have saved him.
Oh, you're saying she was just going to jump
on the boat again? Do you think she should have dropped him?
Rose, you're so stupid. Rose, you're so stupid.
I have a couple questions. One, do you think she should have dropped him?
Should have dropped him?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, do you think, you know, at the end where
should have gone with Billy Zane?
No, I'm saying Leo. Do you think she let go of Leo and then he just drowned? I mean, was he already dead, do you think?
Oh, he was dead.
He was definitely dead.
That's what I thinking he was dead, but I thought, you know, do you think she should have tried to help him? Like, do you think she should have brought the dead body, you know, tried resurrecting it?
Well, the great debate.
She didn't even try CPR.
I mean, he was dead.
I felt like, what were they going to do? Like, he was like some poor guy. They weren't going to have a funeral for him. She was probably like, this is where he should be.
This is where he should
this
be.
This is where he'd want to
sink.
At the bottom of the ocean.
She tossed him the necklace.
Yeah, exactly. Here, you have it.
This is the great debate. I heard about this before I watched it. Could both fit on the board?
That's what I was going to get.
And
the
answer is obviously yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They, prop-wise, they chose a very large board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Cameron said objectively they could have both fit on there.
I think it might have been a choice.
Yeah, no,
I think it was potential to show that, like, despite all this, he's still second class.
Yeah,
he's still a second class citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually,
look at him.
How sick is the dancing scene under deck?
Yeah, it's sick.
That's a swore right.
I remember watching it as a kid. I was like, why is it such a big deal that she went up on her tippy toes and everyone's like freaking out?
Yeah, dude,
then I like tried to do it. And I was like, oh shit, okay, I get it now.
Okay, here's a question. You're on that boat, you know. Like, where do you think you fit into this? If you were
to
a
the
part
class
of this
system,
no. Where do you think you fit into this movie? Like, it's sinking. It's sinking. What do you?
I would be
know.
The guy who missed the glacier, who missed the iceberg.
Missed the iceberg.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean missed it?
Didn't someone like not acknowledge it? Oh, I think that's the true story is that they didn't see it in time, and like someone else should have seen it. I think that's like what actually happened.
What happened in the movie is like, you know, the guy wanted to go really. He's like, let's go fast, dude.
Yeah.
They're like, we're all going to dive.
That was so interesting.
We got to go fast.
All the media pressure that was on it to get it into newsprint that it made it to its end state.
It stopped recording, but we're good.
All right.
I mean, I think I.
What role would I have been? I would have been probably. The waiter. One of the waiters. I was a struggling comic in the 1930s?
20s.
20s.
Doing a road gig?
No, 1912.
Do you
1912?
Think,
it was that? Okay, cool.
Do you think you would have been able to get a boat?
To get a boat? Off the boat?
Do you think you'd be able to get on a boat?
I would have had to... if I just like raked in a lot of money barking that night, I'd be like, I'm going to America!
Yeah. I think I would have been so close to getting on the boat, and then I would have just left. Like, I would have been like, if they could have fit like one or two more people on the boat, like it would have been me. But
you've been like, that's cool anyway. Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten any bitches anyway.
Yeah, no hoes.
That's what was interesting about it. There was only like the super upper class and the super lower class. Where was like just the regular people?
Yeah, I guess there were no really regular. I mean,
would have been a 5-hour movie.
You saw
real. If there was a whole another like
been 3 hours,
a middle class love story.
Yeah, they're looking for this okay necklace.
Yeah, it's just like looking.
I got that from Tiffany's.
Yeah, wait, it was 56 carats. Did they say how much it was?
I don't know how.
They
much
barely even went into that, and that's like the whole point of the whole movie is to find this necklace.
So she ends up not even telling him that she has it, right?
No. She's just like, wow, it's crazy, dude.
This is crazy. I haven't seen it.
I'll let you know. And then she just walks to the back of the boat. And for if there and not a camera on that boat, not a camera catching her going,
yep.
Yeah. Not a single security camera.
I mean, I don't know. It was in the 90s, so I guess, you know, they didn't have. I'm surprised this movie even had color.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the color had been doing pretty good by then.
What?
Color. I feel like, when did color take off? Like,
maybe probably 70s.
No. Really?
I thought like color, color TV. Camera.
Yeah, what color were you thinking?
Definitely not 1912.
Yeah.
No, definitely not 1912.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that, I don't know how you felt about this, and I looked, like, even if you didn't know what the Titanic was, or like the backstory behind it, the amount of hits they drop, you're like, oh, this boat's gonna sink.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
The amount,
you know,
of
I knew like the love story, Jack dies, and I knew the boat sinks.
What hits do they drop along the way?
Oh,
you're saying?
Infinite, dude. They're like, we don't have enough lifeboats. We can't find the binoculars.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of glaciers around here.
Yeah.
We're going to go really fast. That'll make it hard to not hit glaciers.
Yeah, well, I think it just shows that it's like it was a perfect storm for this to be a complete tragedy.
I looked it up, but I was like, all that happened. The guy apparently with the key to the binoculars didn't show up for the boat.
He missed the boat. So just no one had binoculars.
No, there was not a second key. No one got binoculars.
I love how he says binoculars.
Yeah, binoculars. Do I say it well? Yeah. Binoculars. Yeah.
Binoculars both go both ways.
Binoculars? How would you like
binoculars.
To say
binoculars? Like bin.
Bin. Did you have a snack while you were watching the movie? What's your go-to movie snack?
I mean, my go-to movie snack is obviously popcorn. Like popcorn. I didn't have that. I think I was eating, honestly, like, I didn't go full movie, like, you know, I didn't become huge slob, which I usually do during movies. I just had a protein shake and, you know, a couple of chips.
You had a protein, that's very interesting.
Yeah, a protein shake, a couple of chips, you know. Hey. You go to the gym yesterday?
I haven't been to the gym in years.
Idiot, fat idiot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the first time.
Not the first set of years, yeah.
That I've been called fat.
Oh. that really gets you.
What was I going to say about the movie?
I think there is a clear, like, it'll be on network TV a lot, and I always like to turn it on when the boat's already sinking.
That's gruesome. It's
the way it snaps in half and shit.
It does do that.
And the whole scene of it, like, going down under the water, the guy who falls when it's upright and hits the propeller, stuck with me when I was a kid.
That's
seeing it, yeah.
I do remember that. Did you watch Star Wars 2 Episode 2, Attack of the Clones?
There's Star Wars 2 Episode 2?
That was repetitive, yes.
No, I just honestly was losing track.
Did you watch it?
No, I want to do a whole Star Wars binge.
Oh, that's insane. There's a guy that has a similar death.
Well, no spoilers, dude. I might watch it in 10 years.
Right.
He's a similar death.
It's a lot of falling, and it's gruesome, and you don't know the character at all.
Oh, really?
And it's just like, it just, those 2 seconds stick with you.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts of the movie is also the strings. I don't know what they're called, a quartet.
Or oh,
the
playing while everyone's drowning. Up, yeah.
And then they just, like, they're about to go their separate ways. And then the one guy's like, and they all come back and just start, okay, we'll just play.
I thought
you know, they would end up getting on a boat. I thought they would get a boat.
There was no way that they were getting a boat.
How much crew got a boat? Do you know, like, how?
Probably none of it, honestly. Only the ones. How lucky were the crewmen who got to be the ones who got on the boat?
Oh, do you know who I thought I could have been? That is Meg guy who just like took the, you just like he hopped on the boat, didn't look back.
Oh yeah, was, like, oh yeah. The guy who was like the head of like the marketing and all
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Know who I would have been? I would have been the guy who worked for the boat who killed himself during the fucking thing.
Oh, that was tough.
Yeah.
The cop?
No.
Yeah. Because he shot someone. He was like
shot two people.
Yeah. Oh, who he shot? Tommy or?
Yeah, he shot Tommy.
It's so funny. Like, you thought those people would have a little bit bigger of a role. They didn't have shit. They barely spoke. Fabrizio and Tommy.
Tommy and Fabrizio. They were just like, they were his lower class boys. And then, you know, once Jack got some puss, like, all right, I guess we're not seeing the boys anymore.
Yeah, you just never really saw. They seemed pretty useless. Tommy is a useless character.
Yeah. I think they were just trying to show, like, the diversity of like the Italian immigrants and the Irish immigrants and winning a lucky hand of poker to fucking get on the trip.
And dude, when the boat was sinking, also like I'm trying to figure out how you, like maybe how you would have played it out. Like the boat's sinking, it's like pretty much perpendicular now, like full 90 degrees up, and then you just see people jumping off from like the, I'm like, that sucks. Like
I actually was wondering that, like I think
when like I would just wait for my part of the boat to sink, and then like I would go in with it and then swim away.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, maybe the suction, probably.
It sucks you back down.
Yeah.
But so what I was thinking is, like, you put your mind, your head in the mind of, like, what if I was on that boat, like, with my family?
Yeah.
I was like, and I was a kid, would my dad have, like, and mom done the same thing? Of like, okay, we're going to get to this side of the boat. They're going to know exactly what to do. Or would we have been like that Irish family where the mom just tucked the kids in, like, okay, this is the end. Yeah, we're all going to die now.
Jesus. You know? Yeah, I don't know.
That was a pretty harsh
part
of that movie.
That was scary.
Yeah, that was a scary little part. Well, you did it, boys. You caught up on the Titanic. How do you feel?
I feel happy that I'm back. Like, I know I could say I watched it now. It's not one of those. There's definitely other movies that I'm even, you know, too embarrassed to say that I haven't seen.
Oh, me too, man. There's so many. Let's spit some out real quick. Okay. I want to see some. I haven't seen The Godfather.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, I was just going to say, let's say it at the same time.
Have you seen it?
I did see it. You know what?
I've never seen Godfather either.
Read the book really first.
Read the book for shut the fuck up.
Indeed.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. I think I'm the first person in the history of time to read The Godfather before watching it.
To be honest, didn't know it was a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you do, it can be. I like the book more than the movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I
feel attacked here.
All right. And I didn't mean to, but I have seen it, yes. Well, I haven't seen part two or three.
Maybe Godfather needs to be our best movie because, like, part of the reason why we do is you can talk to people now about fucking the Titanic.
Yeah.
You know?
They are bringing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're bringing it up all the time. Yeah, Max, how you doing, man? I just watched the Titanic.
I'm just going to force it into conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys seen the Titanic? My heart will go on and on.
I didn't know that Draw Me Like One of Your French Girls was from that.
Neither did I. I was just like, oh, okay, this is where it's from. If it was a multiple choice question, I would have gotten it right.
Draw Me Like One of Your French Girls?
Yeah. I did not know that was... that tells you a movie's good. If you know an expression or line from it and not even knowing it's from
that movie. I'll Never Let You Go, Jack. Like, that's a classic.
Yeah, that one's...
I didn't know that...
The thing is, these old movies, when you watch an old movie, like an old show, like, have you seen The Wire?
Yeah.
So, like, when I started watching The Wire, I was like, this is good, but it's kind of, it seemed corny to me, but, like, I realized that the only reason why I think it's corny is because so many newer shows copied from it originally,
and
it was the first of its kind.
Yeah.
So.
That's why some comedy seems corny now. If you watch comedy from a while ago,
if you watch old comedy, it could sound really
because they were
corny.
Setting the ground.
Yeah.
They were hitting all the dating app jokes first before we could get to them.
Yeah.
Laying the foundation. No.
All right. So
All right, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. Peace.
See ya.